Hallelujah. Today is another week for us on the daily devotional. My name is Brother Stephen Awito from Ghana, West Africa. I use this opportunity to actually thank the administrators for this opportunity for me to share on the daily devotion this week. And I also want to say that I appreciate every work that is done on this platform here. And I say God bless, God richly bless you all. And I pray that may God actually continue to keep us in this blessed times. In the name of Jesus Christ. This week I have actually something on my heart that I believe that is the Lord. I want to speak on an excellent spirit, an excellent spirit. So without much ado, I want to read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. It said, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it, he being dead, yet speak. Hallelujah. I want to read one again. Daniel chapter 6, verse 3. He said, then this Daniel was preferred above the president and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Lord, we thank you for the reading of this verse. We ask that, Lord, help us, grant us understanding. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. We look unto you, Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. We say thank you, Lord. Amen. Yeah, when we look at this actually scripture, it reminds me of actually something. Since we are talking on an excellent spirit, when we say an excellent spirit, actually, to begin with, an excellent spirit should be a spirit that is that means the thing is in good, is very good, outstanding, and then of a high quality, of a high quality. But now, when I read actually this scripture, since it's a daily devotional, I will actually take it. Then you are going to look at a lot of things in this thing. There was some two religions that actually began in the beginning. When we actually look at the word of God, it reminds us of the religion of Cain and the one of Abel. Now, the Bible made us understand that these two actually had a sacrifice. Now, in their sacrifice, once Cain's sacrifice was actually rejected, then the one of Abel was actually accepted. Now, this gives us much implication and meaning. Why will God reject the sacrifice of Cain and accept the sacrifice of Abel? There are a lot of interpretations to it, but we want to focus our understanding to the one of the scripture, according to the revelation of the word of God. Now, When we look at these two sacrifices, yeah, you see that the Bible made us understand that Cain actually took the fruit from the ground because he has been somebody whose work is towards cultivation of crops and all that. And when we also look at Abel, the Bible says that Abel brought the fat of the rod, fatness. Now, when we look at their sacrifice, the Bible describes it that by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. Now, when we look at this, you see, I know denominational interpretation will actually tell you that Cain brought rotten product, rotten fruits. And that's why God rejected his sacrifice. That is a denominational interpretation. So when you look at denomination, you will see that most of their activities is about giving maybe the a huge quantity or a huge quantum of offerings, which is irrespective of even the word of God. Okay, so when you look at that kind of perception towards the word of God, is that really it? Now, when we look at Abel, the Bible says that he brought a fat of the fatless. Now, and we are all aware that Abel had a revelation. Abel's sacrifice was based on giving of the bloody best. Abel sacrifice gives us a true meaning and implication of what actually happened in the beginning, in the Garden of Eden. So God was looking out for something. God's heart was out, was looking for something. Because something happened in the beginning. And Abel sacrifice give a sense of what to appease it. So if it were to be who is giving great, who is giving the best of just anything, Cain would have been accepted as we have today. If it's about magnificency of buildings, if it's about magnificency of the ambience, the aesthetic beauty, then most of the brother churches actually today might not even come a match to that. But the Bible says that Abel's sacrifice was more excellent. So therefore, it means that denominational interpretation has nothing to do here again. All because Abel's sacrifice was more excellent. So that means that Cain's sacrifice was not as rotten as how denomination interpret it. No. Cain's sacrifice was excellent, but Abel's one was more excellent. Abel, as how the Bible is saying, Abel's sacrifice was more excellent. Because when we look at the scripture, God
was looking for something. And because the Bible says that, Abel's works was also what? Righteous. The Bible went on to say that, yes, he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testified of his gifts. And by it, he being dead, yet speak. So Abel, he bore that gene of God in him. Abel knowing very well that blood was involved in the fall, so it would take blood to appease that thing. It would take blood. So God, in his own wisdom, was looking for us for something. And Abel's sacrifice was based on revelation. And these are the two religions that we have today. As much as how we have a multi-million, church worldwide, it's these two things that are basically there. One is of God, and one is out of God, is away from God. So it gives us the understanding that Abel's sacrifice not only speak about something, it also in a prophetical revelation, it tells us about what Jesus Christ will do at the cross of Calvary. When he gave a bloody best. So God was actually looking for a bloody best. Blood was involved in the fall. So it will take the pure, sinless blood of our Lord Jesus Christ to remit man from that sin. So you see that Calvary. You see, every scripture, every doctrine, when you pick it, it consistently remains upon pattern of the word of God, line upon line. As the Bible says, here a little, there a little. So it gives us meaning and understanding. From Genesis to what? Revelation. So you understand that God was actually looking for something. So when we are talking about an excellent spirit, God has his own definition of what an excellent is. It's not how man sees it. Man is looking for magnificency. Man is looking for materiality display. Man is looking for a worldly kind of wisdom display. But God is looking at his word. God's heart is based upon the word of God. And that is why the Bible says that in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. So God magnifies his word even above his name. So if something about God is described as excellent, because we saw in the Bible where Daniel, the Bible says that Daniel had an excellent spirit. And excellent spirit was in Daniel. And this spirit, according to the description that was actually given about Daniel, according to that verse 14, it said, I have even heard of thee that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. That light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. So you ask yourself, which wisdom was Daniel actually possessing, if not the spirit of God in him, the eternal spirit that embodied in this man, manifesting? Because Daniel was a devoted, righteous, just, and they could not even find any fault on Daniel. So you will see that what the world is calling as excellent, that is not the way that God actually sees. So we saw it from the two religions that actually began in the beginning, where we saw the religion of Cain and the one of Abel. And the Bible says that Abel's sacrifice was more excellent than that of Cain. So you will see that these two worship, one had a carnal knowledge, and the other one is based upon the revelation of the word of God, of whom Christ is. And that's why some time ago, when Jesus Christ was moving with the disciples, and he asked, "Whom do you say that I am?" And Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Messiah." And Jesus Christ told Peter that, "Flesh and blood have not revealed this unto thee, but my Father in heaven." And Jesus Christ told them that, "Upon this rock, I'll build my church." So that rock is the rock of revelation of whom Christ is. Christ Jesus is a rock. So you see that the entire church of God, the bridal church, is built upon the rock of revelation of Jesus Christ. A divine revelation. This is a divine revelation of whom Christ is. So you see that that rock that we are talking about, God's children, the elect, possess that revelation, and they worship their God upon this revelation. He said, "I'll build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it." I'll build my church. So God has his church, which is the elect, the bride. And you can see it patterning from Genesis to Revelation. He said, "I'll build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it." So by the grace of God, we are going to continue on this subject. Look at so many things about this excellent spirit. So God saw an excellent spirit from the beginning. And he said Abel's sacrifice was more excellent. But denominational mind could not understand it. They thought excellency is about magnificency. They thought excellency is about physical aesthetic beauty. They thought excellency is about quantum. But God is looking at his word. May God actually bless you this morning. May God grant you grace this morning. May God lead us in our various endeavors. May he empower you, break every good tidings to pass according to the word of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, may God richly bless you. Amen. Amen.